Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. Thank you for joining us. Today is April 21st, 2022. I'm Dave Franklin in New Mexico. Everyone, welcome to Kitchen Politics, the radio show in New Mexico. I'm Dave Franklin.
Hi, this is Lori Pica from Michigan. I'm not sure what happened there, but I got disconnected somehow.
Let's not go. I'm not meaning to say that here. Welcome, everybody. It's been an eventful week in America and around the world. What's happening in Ukraine is disastrous, and Putin will be held liable and responsible for what's going on, and the Kremlin will come tumbling down. Just watch. It's going to happen. Guest calling number 515-605-9802. Again, 515-605-9802. You could like us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We thank you so much for joining us tonight. So where are we starting tonight, Lori?
Well, I just wanted to talk about a little bit to this evening about President Biden. He gave just a little update this morning, and he announced another $800 million package of aid to Ukraine. We're just, you know, they are just two months into this, and Russia is pressing on. They are not wavering. Putin is brutal. The whole army is brutal. Now they are underway with a large-scale campaign to seize the country's east, the eastern side of the country. In my opinion, he is committing genocide and war crimes. And something needs to be done. I just don't know exactly what. The other thing that President Biden did announce is that all the Russian-affiliated ships are being banned from all of our ports. That might be a pretty big deal for them.
Yes, and a lot of oligarchs from Russia Their yachts and private jets and homes have been seized all across Europe, you know. So,
yep.
And Ibrahimovic, who owns Chelsea Football Club, is having a hard time selling it. That's a professional soccer club in England, Chelsea Football Club. Last week, you can remember that he went out to Ukraine and tried to do some peace negotiations. He wanted Ukraine to give up Mariupol and the Bastat region in the east, kind of filled with a lot of Russian, you know, immigrants and Russian descendants. But, you know, Ukraine, right or so, not seceding those parts of Ukraine. You know, so, and Ukraine, they're going to be sped up in terms of being members of the NATO alliance. So with that, you could see NATO members joining this war and probably crushing Russia.
Absolutely.
You know, that would be good to say because Putin has to go. You know, he said that he invaded because of some Nazi things happening, Nazism happening in Ukraine, which was a lie. He just wanted to reinstate the former Soviet Union, USSR, and that's not going to happen. The Cold War is over. He's trying to ignite a new Cold War. It's not going to happen. The world not will allow it to happen. United Nations, all nations, or most of the nations backing America and their allies in NATO, and the whole outside of Iran, North Korea, and a couple other places, the rogue nations. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays in the next year or so.
Yeah.
The number to call
it'll be very
is 515-605-9802. Over the Easter weekend, you notice that there are a lot of there's been a lot of shootings in malls.
Yeah. Two shootings in general. I don't know what's going on, but absolutely. It almost feels like it's out of control a little bit. I mean, a lot, not a little bit. I shouldn't even say that. A lot. We need gun legislation, and you know, and I know that it's probably not going to happen in our lifetime. I don't know if it will happen. It's horrible thing. I wanted to talk a little bit about Elon Musk. You know that he has secured $43 billion to buy Twitter?
Yes, that's what I was reading. Is that a good thing or a bad thing, or what's your thoughts?
Well, I'm not sure. He has been quoted to say that he wants Twitter to be the platform for free speech around the world. I don't know. It bothers me that one person can have so much influence on one platform, on one social media platform. If he takes, you know, I don't know how much, you know, how much the other stockholders or whoever else is involved. You know, how much say they will end up having. But, you know, $43 billion. Think about all the mouths that that man could feed, all the communities that he could help, all the poor that he could help, all the school lunches that he could buy. I could go on and on and on the way at me. Because really, does he need Twitter? Does he really need Twitter? What do you think, David? Does he need Twitter?
Well, if he can afford $43 billion to buy Twitter, you know, why can't he pay his workers a decent living wage? You know, that's my question. That's $1 million question. And the bottom line is people like him don't care. It's about, you know, I have and everybody else can go to hell. You know, and
do you know that
it is alleged that in board meetings, Elon Musk has used the N-word. You know, so, and he's very pro-Trump. So, to me, that's very disgusting, you know. And, and instead
what
of having
kind of free speech would it
program,
be? You know, what
well,
kind of free speech would it
use,
be?
You can freely use
that's
the N-word. Can you?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's the point that I'm trying to make. You know, what kind of free speech would it end up being. That kind of bothers me. And like I said, and it's also, I also read that he does not own a home. He he sleeps at different friends' homes. I mean, I find that very strange not to have a home base. I don't know if it's really true what I read, but I did read it. And I was very, very surprised, you know, doesn't own a home. So I guess he's, he does own his own private jet, you know, et cetera, but not a home. So I guess he flies here and there and sleeps wherever he feels like it that day or that evening.
Yeah, I guess, I guess he's sleeping in his friend's homes. You know, nothing wrong with that to me, but, you know, whatever, what suits you. Larry Nassar, the former longtime doctor for USA Gymnastics team and Michigan State University, is serving a 6-year sentence in federal prison on child pornography cases, charges. Victims are seeking $130 million in claims and accuse the FBI of turning a blind eye to abuse allegations. So the 13 sexual assault victims of disgraced former U.S. gymnastics team Dr. Larry Nassar filed these claims today. All the agents involved in the Nassar investigation elected to turn a blind eye to the sexual abuse perpetrated by on children by Nassar, accused them of negligence and wrongful acts during the investigation according to administrative torts claim, seeking $10 million each for each victim. It's in Michigan, so is that story still a big news?
Oh, that story's been going on for quite a long time. And it's funny because it's not funny, actually. I shouldn't say that word. It's interesting and shocking that they keep on bringing out, you know, there's probably still more people that can be brought out. And, you know, what a tragedy that all was. An absolute tragedy. You know, a black stain, you know, so to speak. You know, unbelievable to me. It really is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Back to this Putin thing in Ukraine.
Yes.
There's a said that boys as young as 15, 16 years old are being drafted to the Russian military to boost the ranks because so many have died. And, you know, so...
That's crazy.
The child soldiers. That's disgusting, child soldiers.
Yeah, that is definitely disgusting. You know, and all the rape that's going on and, you know, they're going in and destroying homes, taking over homes and making them cook and clean for them and raping women. And it's just, there are no words for what is happening in Ukraine. And you have to give the Ukrainian people and the president and so much respect and honor because they are not giving up their country easily. That is for sure. And I'm very impressed with that. Very impressed. It's amazing.
Could you see Donald Trump doing something like that?
I'm sorry?
Could you see Donald Trump doing something like that if China or somebody invaded us?
No.
Would he pick up arms?
No. He would be kissing them, kissing their rings, and we would be down the tube. No, absolutely no. Absolutely not. He would have no clue whatsoever. No clue whatsoever. You know? Yeah, I don't know how Ukraine is going, how it's going to end. Like I said, 2 months into it, and but you know, he just wants to flatten and destroy the country. I think he thought he could take it over. Just they were just going to, you know, fold and give up, but they're not. But I just don't know how, you know, how many people are you? I don't know how it's going to end. I really don't. We know how we want it to end, but. Will that happen?
Yeah, I think Ukraine will prevail because of people not giving up.
No, they're not.
The president fighting on, the former president fighting on, a lot of people. Vladimir Klitschko and his brother, They're boxing legends. They're not going to give up. They're in the streets fighting with a regular man. You know, so I see Ukraine prevailing eventually. Okay, so
absolutely.
Florida's legislature passed a bill Thursday that would eliminate a special legal setup that allows Disney to operate as an independent government around Orlando area theme parks. The move comes as Florida Republican-led government has taken aim at Disney, the largest single-site employer in the state, for its opposition to the law restricting education of LGBT issues in schools. Yet the elimination of Disney specials per special purpose district, known as Reddy Creek, could have much further implications for the company and for the state taxpayers. Here are, and so now, if that special, if DeSantis gets his way, then Disney will have to pay $1 billion, or not Disney, but the taxpayers. You know, it's all about this LGBT argument. And what's your thing? What's your take?
You don't want my take on I don't call him DeSantis. I call him DeSatan, because that's exactly what he is. That man, there is something. We think that Donald Trump was bad, you know, in the policies and what he did. But DeSatan is, I think, more dangerous, because he knows his way around the legislature. He knows his way around government. He knows a lot of people. And so far, he is getting a lot of his way. You know, he is blocking black communities from voting. It is, he's gerrymandering really bad. That man needs to be reined in. I'm very Florida. Florida.
Yeah, because Fox News has been promoting him. Yeah, Fox News has been promoting DeSantis as a front runner for the GOP 2024 nomination.
Yeah.
You know, so it'd be a good showdown between him and Trump if Trump decides to run, which I feel he's going to run for president again for the Republican nomination. But hopefully before then, he'll be in prison somewhere rotting away.
Yes, I hope so too. And speaking of that, Michael Cohen today said that if Manhattan's DA star, if Manhattan doesn't indict Trump now or within 9 days, he's out. He's tired. You know, this is what he said. If Manhattan prosecutors don't indict former President Donald Trump with a grand jury, they've got in the next 9 days the key witness investigators have used to build their entire case, says he. Says he won't help revive it. The New York lawyer Trump used for years as his family company's trusted conciliar told the Daily Beast he's already wasted too much of his time on a case that slowly and then suddenly doesn't go anywhere. Prosecutors only have until the current grand jury's term expires on April the 30th to issue charges. At which that point, must ask jurors who've already done this for 6 months to continue hearing evidence or call the whole thing off and awkwardly make the entire presentation all over again in front of another 23 juries. And then he went on to say that if this, he said, I have spent countless hours over 15 sessions, including three while incarcerated. I provided thousands of documents, which coupled with my testimony would have been a valid basis for indictment and charge. The fact that they have done so, despite all of this, I'm not interested in any further investment of my time. Can you really blame him? I can't.
No.
I can't blame Michael Cohen.
Because, you know, there's so much evidence. There's so much evidence that Trump has broken the law, federal laws, as president of the United States, even before that, taking Russian blood money, you know, and overpricing his properties. you know, not to mention the things he's done as president of the United States, the damage
mm-hmm.
on immigration, on social welfare, and on the international scene. The list goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, I would love to see him get convicted for you know, the molestation and rape of women. You know, I mean, a regular person would be in prison by now, serving a life sentence.
Absolutely.
Yet still he
Absolutely.
Keeps escaping that, eluding that. It's frustrating,
mm-hmm.
and I'm embarrassed with the justice system. Why is he not in prison by now? You know, it just leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Yes, absolutely leaves a bad taste in your mouth. It's frustrating, and, you know, every day there's a little tidbit that you read, oh, you know, oh, they're going to get him on this or they're going to get him on that. And it never happens. It's like he just
mm-hmm.
slips away every day. And he's probably laughing every single day like, yeah, suckers, you know, you thought you were going to get me, but you're not. And they really did need Michael Cohen. I mean, Michael Cohen
mm-hmm.
was his front man for years. You know, he was the fixer. We all know that. And
mm-hmm.
if they let Michael Cohen slip away, that would be devastating in my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And that would make me, it makes me angry just to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I don't know how that's going to go either. It's, I don't know. Where's the justice?
Mm-hmm.
Where's justice?
Mm-hmm. As is now, what do you think about the DNC and their re-election campaign strategy? Are they doing enough or saying enough to promote the Build Back America Better program by Joe Biden, or is the last cause at this point where Republicans, you know, will defeat Democrats in November this year in
no.
midterm election?
I refused to think negatively about the whole situation, about the midterm.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that we have some good candidates that are running.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that people are tired, you know, of all the rhetoric, all the negativity, all the name calling. You know, every single day there's a story, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert or whatever her name is. And it just keeps going on and on every day. I think people are weary of it and tired of it. And I'm hoping
mm-hmm.
that common sense prevails. We have some,
mm-hmm.
you know, good people that are going to be running in different states. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they need to be supported. And I feel that we need a cohesive message, something strong,
mm-hmm.
something bold. What about Manchin and Sinema? Do we really?
Sinema's having a hard time in Arizona because,
yeah.
you know, who is sponsoring her campaign and giving her money are like right-wing extremists. And I think the Democratic Party in Arizona, I don't think they longer support her because, you know, the way she voted with Republicans
mm-hmm.
and like fighting Democrats
oh, yeah.
on every turn. I can't see she winning re-election, which would be bad for Democrats, you know, because we don't want the Republicans
right.
get the majority in the Senate. We don't want Mitch
right.
McConnell, who's been in there since 1982,
no.
to be majority leader again, because
mm-hmm.
like what he did to Obama, he just did to Joe Biden and block everything. You know,
mm-hmm.
they have a sense where it's my way or the highway, you know, and like you said,
yeah.
America's tired of it. And we need to move
Very
forward. Politics is about compromise and getting things done and moving forward. Republicans, if they don't get 99% of their way, there's no way. They'll block everything. You know, so yeah, something has to give. And
mm-hmm.
hopefully, you know, because midterm have a dismal turnout for Democrats and Democratic voters usually. And we'll have to change that because you know, the stakes are too high and, you know, the amount of damage that Republicans will do is paramount. I don't know. I can't stress that enough.
Mm-hmm. No, we can't. They will go after Social Security. They will go after Medicare. They will try to privatize Medicare. They will go after Social mm-hmm. Security. They will go after Medicaid. They will go after, mm-hmm. you know, any social program, anything that helps people, they are against.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What I don't understand that is if you're a Republican and you are currently collecting Social Security and on Medicare and you're retired
mm-hmm.
and you hear that they, you know, want to cut these programs or, you know, mm-hmm. dice them up or privatize them, however they want, whatever they want to do, which will not be a good thing. Why would mm-hmm. you vote Republican?
Exactly.
Why would you vote against
exactly.
your best interest for yourself, for mm-hmm. your livelihood, mm-hmm. for your life?
Exactly.
That is what I will never mm-hmm. understand. Never.
Mm-hmm.
So I can just name off a couple races, if you don't mind, that
oh,
are
go
going
ahead.
On. Yeah, in North Carolina, we have Katie Dean. She's a Democrat. She's running for Congress, North Carolina, mm-hmm. 11th District, against Cawthorn. You know who that is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Madison Cawthorn, the biggest liar
yes.
in Congress.
Correct. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So Katie Dean and her husband own an auto repair shop in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And so they know the struggle of the middle class.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that she can pull it off. You know,
mm-hmm.
Representative Cawthorn called, you know, Zelensky a thug. Why would you call him a thug? You know, that's
mm-hmm.
just wrong. You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. We have a call from Michigan. Hello, Carla. Welcome to Kitchen Podcast 123.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh,
excellent.
Hi. How are you? Excellent.
I was listening to President Obama speaking at Stanford Cyber Policy Center today, and what
oh,
he
okay.
said is almost the root of all the evil you've been talking about tonight.
Yes.
He compares online disinformation weaponized
mm-hmm.
by autocrats to raw sewage floating in public squares.
Oh.
If mm-hmm. citizens do not know what to believe and lose trust in political leaders, mainstream media, and political institutions and each other, the possibility of truth is impossible. That then the autocrats win.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that's
he nailed it.
Yes, he nailed it.
He nailed it. I wrote that down so fast when I was listening because, yeah, Putin's using it. Trump uses it.
Yep.
All those far extreme right people use it, and people don't know what
yep.
to believe. And it's an infection going around, and it's, I don't know how you fix it.
I wish I knew. I wish that there was a vaccine for it.
Yeah, that'd be
you
good.
Know?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? Come and get your vaccine, and we'll straighten out your
mm-hmm.
brain today. I don't know
yeah.
what else to say about it, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't fix stupid. You know, you can vote them out, but you can't fix it.
You know, part of me, but there's part of me, you know, we keep on saying we can't fix stupid. We can't fix stupid. But are these people really stupid or are they in a cult? Because I think that the cult is worse than being stupid. And a lot of them, I believe, are in the cult.
Yeah, the fascists, the Nazis, the
yes.
extreme
yes.
Right-wing, you
yes.
know, white supremacists. It's happening
yes.
in France, too.
Oh, yeah. It's happening
Le Pen.
All around the world. We know.
Yeah, Le Pen.
And I think
mm-hmm.
in Canada as well. Canada
everywhere.
Too.
It's scary.
There's little
it's...
pockets in Canada. Yes.
It's
so
scary.
It's like a cancer.
It reminds
spreading.
Me of World War II coming back.
Yeah.
Yes, the 1930s with Hitler. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Mussolini started it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In Lucha.
My poor mom.
Yeah.
She just was so, well, I've talked about it before on the show, I think, you know, about my mom telling me stories about Mussolini and, you know, how the Germans took over their home and, you know, they had to hide my uncle because, you know, they would have taken him. The terror that was, you know, in her, just, you know, being afraid every single day, you know, having to cook for them. And, you know, my grandmother, who I really never met, had to cook for them and clean for them. And can you imagine that? It's
I know. I heard stories from
appalling.
My mom, too.
Yeah.
It was horrible. And it's happening in Ukraine right now.
Mm-hmm.
In other places. I just don't know the cure. They believe the internet's not helping. It's making it all worse because they believe what they read. It reminds me of my grandma believed the TV stories were true, like the cowboys and Indians and all that, because she didn't know any better. But what do you do to fix this now? That's ruining everything.
I don't know.
I think when Trump was in, he gave permission to Putin and other dictators around the world to do whatever they want to do. Once we cut the head off of the snake, which is Putin, Kim Jong-un in North Korea, and other places that, you know, defy, you know, democracy, then we can have some semblance of order. You know, because just recently, I think 2-3 days ago, Putin rocket launched and test launched Satan 2, the mother of all bombs, as they call it. They call it Satan 2.
Yep.
You know, and it's like, then I was like, oh, the hell with America? You know, we're coming back, we're making a comeback, we start a Cold War again. And if you don't like it, then, you know, shut her off, you know.
I think they saw Trump as a puppet because they knew he was stupid.
Oh,
and they just, the Nazi fascist groups in the United States just fed him, you know, you compliment him, he falls all over you, you know. And they just used him. And now we're here, and it's awful.
Yeah. It's really awful. You know, it's beyond awful. There is also Marcus Flowers is running to defeat Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Cross
in
your
the
14th, fingers.
Yes, Georgia District.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Flowers served as an active duty member of the U.S. Army his entire career, followed by more than 20 years as a contractor or official for the State Department of Defense. And Marjorie Taylor Greene has to go. She is part of the cancer in this country.
Well, did you see that a judge said that they can bar her from running for Congress according to the 14th Amendment? I won't read the whole thing, but I wrote it down. But it looks like they could get rid of her. Let's hope they do.
I didn't know that.
I hope that she can't. I hope she's barred from running. She filed, I think, she filed something in court fighting that, of course. You know,
of course, but the judge says, citing the 14th Amendment, no person shall be a senator, a representative of Congress, or elector of president or vice president, or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or any state, who, having previously taken an oath to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof. And she qualifies.
Oh, she does.
Yes.
She definitely qualified.
She broke the 14th Amendment.
You better believe it.
So let's hope we
and
get rid of her.
And that goes for Cawthorn, And that goes for Cawthorn as well. You know? That goes for Cawthorn as well.
Yep. There's several of them. But they filed that one. Well, I'll let somebody else call in. Have a good night.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome.
Susie. Take care. Right.
You too. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so what do you think about Sarah Pinkman running for the district at large in Alaska?
Sarah Palin? Ugh.
Mm-hmm. She's running for U.S. Congress.
She gives me the heebie-jeebies, okay? Sarah Palin is just, she might as well be another Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert or Cawthorn. She's nothing better than that. Nothing. Nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. From what
is she running for?
Congress, U.S. Congress. Don Young.
No, I know. I mean, what is the reason? What is she? What is the reason? Why do we need her? We don't. Nobody needs her.
The large district was run, representative by Don Young, who died recently for years, and Alaska is strong Republican. You know, but people are aware of Sarah Palin because I think she's stupid, arrogant. And, you know, she's a barbie, basically, with no sense, you know.
Yeah, I will never forget when she, you know, she was giving all that press and Sarah Palin this. And wasn't that with vice president?
McCain.
Yes.
She was the running mate for John McCain.
Yes. What a mistake he made there, huh? He probably kicked himself a thousand times, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, going on for the next. Go ahead. You have something to say?
Democratic Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow, blasted the GOP. I want to play a clip of that.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Hey, my friend, don't scroll away. This is urgent. Donald Trump is campaigning right
here. And here it is.
I am the biggest threat to your hollow, hateful scheme because you can't claim that you are targeting marginalized kids in the name of, quote, parental rights if another parent is standing up to say no. So then what? Then you dehumanize and marginalize me. You say that I'm one of them. You say she's a groomer. She supports pedophilia. She wants children to believe that they were responsible for slavery and to feel bad about themselves because they're white. People who are different are not the reason that our roads are in bad shape after decades of disinvestment or that healthcare costs are too high or that teachers are leaving the profession. We cannot let hateful people tell you otherwise to scapegoat and deflect from the fact that they are not doing anything to fix the real issues that impact people's lives. And I know that hate will only win if people like me stand by and let it happen.
Yes, that's Senator Mallory McMorrow from the great state of Michigan. Yeah,
yes.
She's a rising star in the Democratic Party.
That went viral. A million views and more. When I heard that speech, I almost started to cry. It was just finally somebody does thing. And we need to clone her 1,000 times over because this is what people will listen to, and everything that she said made sense. It wasn't anything illogical. It was all true, and God bless her. That's all I have to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're making a point. Before I brought this up, you're making a point. Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I was just going to go on to the next candidate. Another candidate that I wanted to say was running. I kind of wrote down a few today. Sol Sandoval is running against Lauren Boebert, District 3 in Colorado. Sol is a social worker turned organizer and is a Latina dissent. She's running to bring climate change to the table. She's out for families in the district that are struggling with jobs and money and security and homes. And it's time for change. And I hope that she makes it. Her name is Sol Sandoval. And mm-hmm. I was impressed. I listened to her for a little bit today, and she was impressive as well. Mm-hmm.
Yes, but, you know, District 3 in Colorado is so gerrymandered and leans so stronger towards Republicans. But, hey, a week is when I am in politics, so we'll see what happens between now and November.
Michael, try. Have to try, right?
Yes, yes. And do you know that Donald Trump Jr., Donald Trump Jr. is going to make an appearance on a January 6th committee, in front of the January 6th committee. Yeah.
I heard. That ought to be a popcorn event. Don't you think? That'll be a popcorn event?
Oh, indeed. Yes, indeed.
If he's coked up, I hope he's coked up, too, on top of it all, or whatever he's doing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's coke, but. I mean, there are times when I've seen him, and he's definitely on something, because he just rants and goes on and makes no sense. His face turns all different shades of red and pink, and he seems out of control. So that ought to be very interesting. I would love to be a fly on the wall that day. I would actually pay to be a fly on the wall that day. That would be awesome, you know.
Yeah, I think it was last night or week or night before. What do you think about DeSantis visiting Betsy DeVos? Betsy DeVos planning to run for governor of Michigan. Does she stand a chance? I mean, she have unlimited resources.
Betsy DeVos, I think that she's running for governor? I am not. I have not heard that she's running for governor. What I think she's doing is she is. I should have watched, but I did not watch what happened. I think it came in yesterday, DeSantis with DeVos. For those two evil people to join together, that's pretty scary business. You know what her goal is, you know, to get rid of public education. She wants private schools. You know what she wants, charter schools, I should say. And I just have a feeling that she's just paying to Satan. I don't know what else to say. She must be donating to his campaign to have him come to Michigan. I don't know what happened there because I did not watch it. I couldn't. It is something I didn't want to watch. It's too appalling to me. So nauseating and appalling. I did not watch it, and it just tells you how low you can go. Just think about that. You know, DeVos is, she's bad news. You know, we have a great governor in Michigan. She's up for re-election, Governor Whitmer. I'm sure that Betsy DeVos is hard at work, you know, trying to unseat her, you know, and lining pockets here and there, you know. But I think that Governor Whitmer has done a great job. And as a woman, she's very strong. She's intelligent. I have met her a couple of times. I've talked to her. She's very smart. And she's firm. Once she makes up her mind, I think she goes for it. And we also have Jocelyn Benson running once again, Secretary of State, and Dana Nessel, who is an awesome Attorney General for the state of Michigan. She is on the ball, and I've met her as well, and very impressed with her also. So those three women, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to get all three women, you know, if it's together, if it's separately on the show, talk about the re-election campaign. And another person I'd love to talk to is the governor of New Mexico. You know, she's getting married soon. She's doing an excellent job. Michelle Lujan Gershom, she's doing an excellent job in New Mexico, you know, so It's a blue state, a very blue state. I'm happy about that. Mm.
Yeah. Is she up for re-election or no?
Yes. Yes, she is. And,
in New Mexico,
you know,
she is as well? Okay.
Yes, yes.
I didn't know that. Okay.
It seems like, you know, she's going to run away with this with a landslide. But we'll see. Michigan is so blue. You know, I'm so happy about that.
Well, Michigan has always been basically blue. But like I've talked about before, there is something evil going on in Michigan, and I can't put my finger on it, but it's turned.
Dark money
and I don't
interest,
know why.
Part
of it has turned.
The big interest on, you know, on people like Betsy DeVos, you know, throwing their money around. Think
exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very disturbing.
People like
you need
her
to get
that,
big
you know,
money out of politics.
You know, and you know, it's because they have money, and they feel that because they have money that they can, you know, use it for their own interests instead of interests of the people
mm-hmm.
that really need, you know, could really help. So it's always the way it's been, though, you know, and I feel like we are in a war against good against evil. There's an evil force that's kind of pressing down on us, and we have to find our way out. We really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, man. What do you think about the DeSantis taking out, you know, certain math books from the curriculum?
71%.
He's saying that the teachers. DeSantis took and the administration in Florida took out math books, you know, saying that, you know, it promotes critical race theory. You know, how does a math book promote critical race theory? I'm trying to draw
I don't understand how I don't know. It doesn't make any logical sense to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
It truly doesn't. I think it's just another talking point. Because I think most people don't even know what CRT is or what it stands for. I truly do not think. I do think that. And like I said, he is just picking at everything and anything so he can win re-election. And I hope that the blue tide just runs him over. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yes. The TSA will no longer enforce mask mandates. Some judge overturned that recently. So, and do you think that was a wise decision, or do you think there will be a spike in the COVID cases?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I missed the beginning of what you said. I'm sorry.
The mask mandate has been overturned by a judge.
Oh, yeah.
And the TSA says no longer, you know.
Yeah. What do I think about that?
Yes.
It was a judge in Florida appointed by Donald Trump. From what I've read, she hasn't really even tried a case since she's been on the bench. She lacks experience, and she's not a scientist. She's not a doctor. What gave her the authority to do what she did is beyond me, except it's all politics. And if I fly, and when I fly, if I want to wear a mask, I will wear a mask. And if anyone says anything to me, I will ask them why they're not wearing a mask. And that's where it'll end, because my rights are just as important as anyone else's.
Yes, and that judge, the Bar Association said that she's the most unqualified person for that job. So that says a lot about non-Trump in his picks.
But
I guess she's pretty, though. She's pretty, though, so I guess that's why Trump picked her. She's very pretty, you know.
Yeah, I haven't seen her. I haven't seen her picture. So if you say she's pretty, I'm sure she is. I think President Biden mentioned today about that they are going to look into it, because it really kind of undermines the CDC. And if there is another, let's say, virus that, you know, that comes into play, and the CDC does not have the jurisdiction or the power to say we have to put our masks back on, and this judge can say you don't have to wear one, I mean, where do we draw the line? I would say the CDC would be the one that should have said, you know, you don't have to wear a mask on an airplane if you don't want to. Not her.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that the Biden administration is going to look into it, but President Biden really did not say what they were going to do. He said they're going to look into it, and rightfully so, because of the reason that I mentioned, undermining the CDC.
Yes. We have 8.5 minutes left to go. Just call in numbers 515-605-9802. Feel free to call. Also like us on Facebook at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Well, thank you so much for liking, sharing, commenting, and following us. The number again, 515-605-9802. This is Kitchen Politics 123 with Dave and Lori. I don't know why I'm getting the feedback. Okay, yeah, the feedback.
Oh, you're getting the feedback? Oh, are you?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, okay. Oh, and Elizabeth Warren to ban Congress from owning stocks. I think that's an awesome thing. I think it's great that she's trying to do that. She said that it will clean up the filth on the floor. But will it pass, David?
Oh, who knows? Simeon from Arizona and Joe Manchin, you know, we need their votes, you know, so I doubt it will pass unless we get a supermajority of 60, which I doubt very much in 2022. You know, it would be good if a bill like that passes and everything, but I doubt it will happen. Yeah.
I know. She's, you know, Elizabeth Warren is amazing, and that bill would really clean up a lot of stuff. It really would, because I think that they should not be come out of Congress or Senate or the House or wherever and be multi-millionaires, because that's what they end up being. They're supposed to be serving the people, not themselves.
Yes.
You know?
What do you think about the Republican National Committee decision to quit the presidential debates? They did it a week ago.
I heard that. I don't understand the strategy behind that. Do you? If they're thinking about Donald Trump running, that may be the reason why they did it, because you know he can't debate. Am I right about that?
No, and whoever they choose, you know, they can't run on the Republican platform, because the Republican platform basically is anti-immigrant, anti-minority, anti-woman, you know, so they'll get crushed, you know, and only a fool these days will vote Republican, because what the Republican Party stands for today, you know, too much fools and idiots out there who vote against their own interests, and, you know, and they think, oh, yeah, my grandfather's a Republican, so yes, I'm a Republican. Who gets me, though, is the minorities who are Republicans, the Hispanics, the Blacks, the Jews. Why would you vote for a party that hates you? Why?
Yeah.
You know, I can't understand it. I try to, but I cannot understand it.
Well, it goes back to what I was saying. Someone voting Republican that's collecting Social Security and Medicare and or on Medicaid or any other program, and then they vote Republican, and, you know, they want to take it from them. So, it, you know, it makes no sense. I have I have something here. We can compare for a minute the Democratic Party agenda against the Republican Party agenda. And it's very short.
We'll have 5 minutes.
Okay. Invest in infrastructure investment, fighting the pandemic, healthcare access for all and affordable prescription drugs, parental leave and affordable child care, fair minimum mm-hmm. wage, billionaires pay taxes, clean water and mm-hmm. air, and voting rights. This is the Republican Party agenda. Crooked mm-hmm. Hillary, Hunter Biden's laptop, culture war on cartoon characters, ban gays and trans, ban critical mm-hmm. race theory, make more tax cuts for billionaires, and conspiracy mm-hmm. theories every single day.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty black and white, don't you think?
Yeah. And they have no legs to stand on because what they're trying to push is absolute BS. And mm-hmm. hopefully people, you know. And how about this, to prevent COVID, you know.
Say this again.
To prevent COVID, you inject urine in your system, aged urine. That's
I've
the latest conspiracy.
I haven't heard that.
That's so gross and disgusting.
I never heard of such
a
thing.
You know, it's just in the body.
I'm glad I did.
You know, so that's
what
we're pushing now.
What about the tanning of the testicles?
Yeah, when I first saw that.
I mean, if you
want to
go there, okay? That is the craziest mm-hmm. thing I've ever heard. I couldn't believe what I was seeing when I saw a picture. I'm like, are you serious? Is he joking?
Mm-hmm.
Is
mm-hmm.
there something wrong with him?
Yeah, he's Tucker Carlson. Yeah, so that's what's wrong with him. He's crazy.
Yeah.
Misogynistic.
There's mm-hmm. he's racist. He's crazy. I mean, to come up with something like that. I mean, I actually started laughing when I read that because I couldn't even mm-hmm. believe what I was reading. I'm like, this is beyond. And people actually listen to this and think that it's on, when they turn on Fox and they watch this stuff. Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where are we in America?
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway,
that was like the bell. That made my week.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Anyway, it was a good show tonight. We thank Susan from Michigan and calling. Mm-hmm. We thank you for listening, sharing, liking, commenting on Facebook at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. So thank you for joining us on April 21st, 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Good night, everyone. This is Lori Pickup from Michigan, and I hope everyone does well and has a great, good rest of the week. And on a high note, it's supposed to be in the 70s and sunny this weekend. So, yay.
Yep.
We had snow 2 days ago.
All right, we'll see you next week. Next week, Thursday, same time, same place, Kitchen Politics 123 on Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together, brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near the rain girl disappears here and I feel so fine, just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, and down the street rain girl, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows, everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way when you're in love to stay.